climb aboard and feel the wind where everyone becomes a kid.
Hearkening to yesteryear, Tony Gubelman crafted an original score celebrating the journey of the Berkshire Carousel. Gubelman is one of some 400 volunteers who over the past 10 years have endured uncertainty about the future of the project and numerous location changes. Now the group has its dream set on a vacant lot on the corner of Center and South Church Streets in Pittsfield. Maria Cacaviello is the director of Berkshire Carousel.
Pittsfield is our best match. It's centrally located. People can walk to it. People can take it's accessible for cars and buses, and it's right down from downtown Pittsfield, so it's perfect.
The idea came from Jackie Schulman. Her husband is Jim Schulman, namesake of the long-standing Jim's House of Shoes in downtown Pittsfield. Now living in Ohio, but having collected Pittsfield memorabilia like street signs and old fire alarm boxes, Jim Schulman wanted to showcase the relics in the city. But his wife made a convincing argument that a museum would only attract visitors once.
You know, what if we made a carousel and had artists and carvers and painters, and it's art and it's community, and we build, help the community kind of build a carousel. And we could have like little kiosks and you can put your collections in. So families can come, they can ride, the parents can look at your collections, and you can do both.
In the years since, volunteers began carving horses and gathering the pieces. The restored 1928 frame was built by the Herschel Company of North Tonawanda, New York, according to Jim Schulman.
Pittsfield's first carousel that I know of from pictures was about 1902. Up near the Berkshire Mall, they had a trolley park called Berkshire Park. And it also, I believe, was a Herschel. From the pictures, the animals looked like Herschel. So that's the Herschel connection. But Herschel also made, as I was sharing with you, they made motors that were in automobiles. And Pittsfield had three automobile companies. They had the Samson, Berkshire Auto, and the Stilson 6. And two of those, Stilson 6 and I think it was Berkshire Auto, used the engines that were made by the Herschel Company, North Tonawanda.
A carver from Ohio was brought in to train Berkshire Carousel volunteers for the 40 wooden horses included. Each one takes an average of 1,800 hours to finish. A board member of the National Carousel Association, Schulman says from the 1880s to the 1930s, there were 18 carvers with their names attached to carousels working on three distinct styles of horses. Having carved the first horse, he says the Berkshire Carousel will be the only one in the U.S. to have works modeled after all 18.
Now, you won't notice the difference. A purist will come in and say, how can you mix a Herschel horse with an Illions horse, with a Mueller horse, with a Denzel horse, with, you know, a Stein and Goldstein horse, with a Carmel horse? But, you know, you look at it and you just see how beautiful they are. So we have a hodgepodge, but it's historically a wonderful story and good to educate. We have a curriculum for young kids on all the different carvers.
Schulman says after 1930, another wooden carousel wasn't carved in the U.S. until 1985. He says about four communities already have or are in the process of doing what the Berkshire Carousel is. Director Cacaviello says the project is benefiting from those efforts.
We'll actually have our workshop within the building because what's happened is that from the good work that our volunteers have done, we've actually started a small cottage industry of restoration. We're getting lots of antique horses to repair, and it's a really nice sustainable income piece for us. And plus other carousels are calling up saying, could you help us and carve a horse, you know? So it's kind of nice. It's a tribute to the work that my volunteers have done.
The carousel building will also house a cafe, gift shop, and event space. Receiving monies from the Massachusetts Cultural Council and private donors, the 10-year project will cost about $4 million, Cacaviello says. The group needs to raise $1 million and gain interest from 160 more volunteers to meet their needs. If all goes well, the carousel could be spinning by December. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
The Berkshire Carousel.